Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back in to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Except favorite part of the morning, boys. Fearless leader Tim McKernan now joining us. He's not in studio, but it's going to sound like he is, Jay.
Well, he sounds so crystal clear anyway, but I mean, Sea Monster did a little work. They woke him up and he put a Comrex in for Tim.
Mr. McKernan, how are you?
Morning, boys.
Morning. How's it going today?
It's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm in the Sea Monster studios. He comes over to your home and he builds you studios. That's what he does.
So we were debating yesterday. You sound so clear, and it sounds like you're right here. We were wondering if the guys in the studio are ever going to see you again.
Well, I don't know if you guys have been over to the new studios recently, but they are ready for us to move over there. I guess a week from Monday, if I'm not mistaken, into the pod. There's two studios in Kirkwood, where Kirkwood Brew House is. And that is a podcast studio, as the Sea Monster and I are finally able to start, now that the young Tyke has been born, and start our podcast. And so there's a podcast studio, and that's already ready. And then there is the main studio, and that is in the process, I would say, maybe 3 weeks away from being ready. So we will be over there, and that's basically a two-minute drive for me, and I think a lot of people who work at the station. It's pretty close, so that time is fast approaching. So while it's lovely to just come downstairs and be in the Sea Monster Studios, it's not the same if I can't stare into Doug's baby blues and give a take.
When you podcast or broadcast from home, what are you wearing?
You know what? Right now, I'm just wearing my strap-on.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, man.
If that text number again, 855-282.
Oh, that's right, Jennings. I gotta log into the text inbox. I forgot. Right now, I'm just on the fan pit. Doug, are you on the fan pit right now? Because
no.
They got like pictures of guys slapping down their erections, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's why I'm not on there. I don't need that necessarily.
Doug's in a bit of a jam, Tim.
What's the problem?
The furniture issues really got him sideways here. He's trying to sell some furniture that he inherited, and he believes he's getting scammed on eBay.
Yeah, I saw somebody post to John Vaughn, who I again believe is the leader of the fan page, pictures of this furniture, and I didn't know what it meant, but now I understand.
That's what it is. Yeah, I think I'm being scammed by a guy in Toronto trying to get it.
The guy's sending email viruses, but the money's in Doug's account, and there's crating costs
and
shipping costs. It's a bad vibe. Doug's letting it play out here on the air. We're having the texters give him advice.
I'm sure you're getting wonderful advice. There's a lot of CEOs who text into the show.
Yeah, not yet. I haven't really received the definitive word on what I should do. But I canceled it. The mover's not coming anymore today. And now this guy will sue me because I already paid for that.
Yeah, a lot of people were trying to sell Doug wood, some of their wood. I was confused because he's trying to sell furniture, and then all the texters were trying to sell Doug wood.
They want to help crate it. They want to help crate the furniture.
That's a nice gesture.
I thought it was kind.
I think so, too.
That's a damn nice gesture.
Yeah, I felt as was.
Did you watch the Cardinals play last night?
No, but I did watch Ohio State and Indiana because I had released a 5-star play on the over, and that over shipped, Doug, and you didn't even have to sweat it while you doubled your bankroll.
Mm. How about that?
Who won? I'm guessing the Hoosiers took their measure, didn't they?
It was tight for a little bit.
It was. The Hoosiers were. I think they might have been up by a point at halftime. It was 14-13, if I'm not mistaken, at halftime, and then it was pretty clear that Urban Meyer delivered some kind of threat or something at halftime because it was a totally different game in the second half. And I think Ohio State wound up winning by 21. But all we cared about was the number 57. And that number shipped. And there are a few games this weekend. Doug, if you're looking to maybe get some money to spend on crating wood.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I think are going to be good opportunities for you. And if you are looking to do that, my bookie is now a wonderful sponsor here on the radio program. People always ask us for advice on this presentation. Sometimes it's women, sometimes it's fries, or what team to bet on this week. Well, your betting is just as important as who you're betting on, and that is where you are wagering. So what you should do is go to mybookie.ag. And I talked about this yesterday that I had made some money. I don't even really know what it was on because it's been a while now. It took that long for me to get my check from another online site, and then I went to take it up to my bank, and they denied it. You will not have that problem with MyBookie. And as college football season gets underway, the time is now to open up an account. MyBookie's been in business for years. Their reputation's rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So off the bat, you're making money, and they have the fastest payouts. Just two business days, and that means the world. So we make picks. You make money. Mm. We make picks.
You make money.
That's right. Right. Are you looking at the same copy I am?
Yeah. Kind of, okay. You know, they mailed it out to all of us.
Lay down some cash and win big today. All make right. your way to MyBookie. It's MyBookie.ag. You win and they pay fast. MyBookie.ag offers in-game live betting. I love the live wagering. I live bet that over as well because it dropped down to 51.5, and I was very confident Ohio State was going to get their act together. The most rewarding player perks in the business, an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. That's a big thing as well. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use the promo code RADIO. This is important. The promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid, and that, of course, is the most important part. It's MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code RADIO. There is no line, I don't think.
No.
On Jennings, you know where I'm going with Missouri, Missouri State?
Yeah, no line there. Are you and Joe, do you start this week, the Maggie O'Brien's?
We do. Okay. And it's the Maggie O'Brien's picks of the week. Joe and I have been doing this, I think, since 2009 or 10, and we always have a season-long bet, and he has never won. And it's not like we've killed it. There was one year, I think, where I was 60% against the spread, but being 55% against the spread is profitable. But the picks, we did it this year. I just thought it would be easier because so many people, you know, we're up to 5,730 fan page members, and people, you know, communicate with the show there. So we're just doing it on the fan page. It's completely free. And whoever does the best in the picks, you pick the games that Joe and I pick, your own lock of the week. And then we have a tiebreaker, which is the total points on this week, Missouri, Missouri State. And you get a $20 gift certificate to Maggie O'Brien. So it's free. Go ahead and participate. And my lock of the week, Jennings, is near and dear to your heart.
Oh, you like the Cox, or are you going against them?
I like the Cox.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like the Cox getting the points. I like the Cox.
Okay. There you go.
Getting
stop
the
saying,
points.
Stop saying that. Who do you like this week?
Doug, it's the name of a football team, and it's the name of the team that I have made my lock of the week.
Okay. There you go. You say game, we say cocks. Okay. Go game cocks.
Right. Call that that's a right. That's a cock lock.
Can't lick our cocks.
Yeah. Hey! Oh, my! You can say that if you went to school there.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't really cheer that, do they?
Yes.
They don't.
Yes.
They don't.
They do that sandstorm thing when the boys get ready to take the field.
When they come
out. Is that
out.
What it is, James?
It's 2001, Space Odyssey. They come out, they go crazy.
Steve Spurrier allows that.
If it ain't swaying, they ain't playing down at Williams-Brace Stadium.
Okay. Doug, let's go down there and see what the word is. I think they're at NC State, though, this weekend.
Yeah, they are at NC State, and then obviously the Battle of Columbia's the next Saturday, and I'm going to make the trek down. It's been a while since I've gone to a game, so I'm going.
Oh, really? You're going?
Yep.
Sweet action. Yeah, tomorrow it's a 2 o'clock Eastern game. There it is. Thank you, Plowhawk. Well done. Yeah, and they're getting 6 points. So, Doug, it's in Charlotte. It's actually in Charlotte. Mm. So NC State and South Carolina, Doug, I think Will Muschamp's going to have that operation playing a little bit better where they're predicted to be. And I think NC State's going to fall off. I like South Carolina. South Carolina might even win. I like to try and give you wagers out of the gate that aren't even sweats. And I don't think you're going to have a sweat here. So there you go. So you got Indiana, Ohio State. I would take half of those winnings and put it on South Carolina tomorrow in the 6 points. If that works for you, I don't know if it will.
And what's the name of the business you go through again?
It's one bookie. MyBookie.ag.
That's it. MyBookie.ag.
Did you hear how Tim read the promo code, Doug? He really made it crisp. So
unlike what you've done with DraftKings.
You just butcher your promo code.
No, what's wrong? What's been going on?
People don't know whether the promo code is Hunchback or Outback. Doug, what is the code?
Quarterback. I've spelled it.
Yeah,
I've said it 15 times.
I'm looking at it right here. It says quarterback. Big, bold letters.
Right. I know. I think that's what I keep saying.
See, but Tim just makes it sound better when he says it.
Yeah, Tim does make it sound better. The listeners
I wish
can
I had
understand.
My own bell here. I don't have my own bell in the Sea Monster Studios. Mm. He did
Monster,
nice work
Sea
here.
Monster's slapping his head. He realized his work was not complete.
Sea Monster.
All right. We had our fantasy football draft last night. I was given a report card of C for my draft. They're picking me to finish dead last in the league with a record of 1-12.
Yeah, the Rams.
What was wrong with your team?
I don't know, but the Yahoo hates it. It said the prime ministers, that's the name of my club, should look into the joys of scrapbooking or bird watching, anything that isn't fantasy football. That's what they told me.
They're hazing your balls off, bro.
They really are. I didn't think the team was that bad.
Let me take a look at your squadron. Who's your number one pick, Doug?
I had my feelings hurt.
I'm looking at it and I can't really tell.
I took Jordan Howard and Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott's going to be suspended
for six games. Maybe not.
At least four. They'll knock it back two.
You don't know.
I do know.
That's exactly how it works.
They suspend him for six because they really want him to be suspended for four. He'll appeal. They'll give him four, and then he'll sit.
Well, you don't know that.
You think that's what's going to happen?
That, yes.
I picked up Darren McFadden to have the value of him for the first few weeks. That was my logic. But I didn't pick him in the second round. Doug.
Well, I didn't. I picked another running back. I picked another running back just in case he's out.
Why didn't you call Zeke's people and say, hey, you think he's going to be out four?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll get that much.
Well, you should.
They're fighting over it right now. It's gone on for 3 days. I think they're going to hack it way down.
Yeah, I'm
kind
of surprised. You are usually a wizard of fantasy sports, and this roster does look rather subpar.
It's not subpar. This roster will be there when all is said and done. Greg Olsen, he's a terrific tight end.
If they can just get hot.
If he can just get hot, I can win this baby.
Sure.
Don't sleep on Amir Abdullah. That's what I've always said. Abdullah, don't sleep
he's
on him.
He said it.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Don't sleep on him.
You think he's not going to hit?
I'll probably be
Yachty,
hurt,
but it's the first week of the season.
Well, we're in the important element of our league. It's a PPR league, and your wide receiving core makes the 2008 Rams with Drew Bennett look like the greatest show on turf.
No.
You have Devontae Parker, Chris Hogan, and Adam
Thielen of the Vikings. He caught like 100 passes last year.
Never heard
of him. He was so attractive that 15% of the league drafted him.
Well, that's, they don't know what I know. Oh, you wait. You wait.
This is who is that other white dude who was on the Dolphins that you got in an argument with A.K. Adams
Brian
about?
Hartline. I tried to take him. She talked me out of him, and he had a big year.
And he became the second coming of Jerry Rice for 2 weeks.
Right. And I got talked right out of him.
Never again.
I dropped him.
That's
yeah.
when Doug learned
cost
to trust his
lead.
Gut.
Yeah.
Would Doug have had a better team if he auto-drafted?
This I'm surprised because Doug legitimately usually pawns in fantasy sports.
Well,
and this
I'll
is
be there
a
when
subpar
it's over.
Roster.
When it's over, I'll be there.
Doug's given up on the Cardinals, by the way.
Well,
Tim.
At least you have Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, he was my 14th round pick. Actually, I've lost so much interest in the NFL.
I'm kind of there with you.
Really
I was
having a hard
like,
time taking it seriously.
One of the dudes in our league, I guess, is a fan pinner, and I did a chat for the first time in a while a couple nights ago, and he goes, what's your strategy for the draft? And I go, oh, God, that's tomorrow night. I got to make sure I remember to do it. And I have no idea. I'm right there with you. And I would imagine a large number of St. Louisans are there as well that we're not following it, not necessarily because we hate the game, but we hate the league. My interest in college football is greater than ever, but my interest in the NFL is lower, and then therefore the correlation is your knowledge on who to draft, especially clearly in your case, Doug, based on what you did last night, is subpar.
Wow. Direct shot.
You were for Yahoo? This is a club that will jump up and surprise some folks.
It sounds like it's
Roethlisberger, Rivers, you don't like them as quarterback?
It sounds like it would surprise a lot of people.
Ezekiel Elliott, you don't think he's going to hit?
No, he's not going to play.
Freeze,
Doug.
You don't think? It's the first week of the season.
Freeze.
Who's this John Ross guy you drafted?
Who are these? Who did this draft for you?
John Vaughn gave me some of the. John Vaughn was right there with me.
John Vaughn just got thrown under the bus.
And he's completely into it. He's given me all this information on sleeper picks and everything. He's really into it.
Are they all Denver Broncos?
No, he wanted me to get the Bronco defense, but that was taken right out from underneath me. And I think it was a computer snafu of some
glitch.
Sort.
Another glitch.
Yeah. I wanted Drew
Well,
Brees.
If you are struggling in your season-long fantasy football, then the move is, of course, weekly fantasy football. I can't get enough of this. You know, I have the Tam Avenue Capital Partners for my golf major championships, Jennings, and I think we only had a minus 40% return on investment this year, and that was what we promised investors.
Right.
We will not lose more than 50% of your money, and people bought in. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season is almost here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 week fantasy football to celebrate. DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 $1 billion, not million, $1 billion. With DraftKings, there are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK. It's right there in big letters. I don't know how that
is. It makes sense.
Quarterback.
You heard it
this time.
Oh, yeah, crystal clear.
to play in DraftKings free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. That's free. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And we are going to do another TMA league. I think, you know, you hear sometimes on these other shows or stations or, I guess, podcasts where they try to get a league together of listeners and they put 30 people together and they have to, like, beg to get 30. We do 300, and I can't remember what the buy-in is, if it's either 10 per team or 20 per team, and we allow you to draft up to 5 teams, and we're going to do that again this year for week one. So, Jennings, you'll be able to ask how many spots are left in DraftKings.
I'll be in.
And you will be. You'll be. You know what I'm in this week? I'm in. I have a DraftKings team for the golf that's going on. And Doug, as you just saw, David Lingmuth double bogeyed, and he's on my team. And, and that's a problem. Yeah, I have Paul Casey and John Rahm. And okay, now Ricky. But I also have, as a tribute to Big Al and friend of the show, Bob Tway, Kevin Tway is on my team.
Nice.
I just, because of that. I think that this might be his week.
Could be Tway's week.
It's always Tway's week.
Yes, it is.
Who do you like, FSU Alabama?
I'm going Roll Damn Tide. It's a big number. There's just something about when Nick Saban, and it's a weird thing, and I almost feel like it's kind of a public stance, and then it's almost like, you know, it's kind of wizardry crap that may not really matter, but there is something about when he has a large amount of time to prepare, and I'm using my examples as his week ones, where they cover the number historically comfortably, and then also, for the most part, it's not absolute, but certainly better than 55%, the month that he has in between the SEC championship game, where they usually are, and their first college football playoff game or their bowl game. You give him 3-4 weeks, and in this case, you're giving him 7-8 months coming off of a heartbreaking national championship game loss. And even though it's Florida State, I'm buying in and I'm giving the 7, 7.5 points, depending on the number. What do you guys think on that one?
I never bet against Saban, and I also agree with you that he's probably been he's a maniac, and the fact that he lost, he's going to be on a mission this year.
Yeah, and I think that whole group will be. But 7's a big number, neutral site game, you know.
I just think Saban is a maniac, and he's gonna do everything he can to win this year.
Nice.
I had a story one time. I knew a guy who used to work at Alabama, and he said that he was in the office one time, and one of the GAs came walking. It was right after they won the national championship. One of the GAs came walking down the hall, just kind of shaking his head, looking like he'd been almost like he'd been crying. And he goes, "What's wrong? You know, you just won the national championship. What could you possibly be upset about?" And he goes, "I swear to God, this is a true story." He goes, "Saban spent the whole flight home from the national championship ripping them for being behind on recruiting.
Jeez,
just laying into them."
God, it's just you know, I don't know. Some people love those kinds of stories. I just feel like it's a miserable way to go through life.
Certainly too much. That's why I root against Alabama, is because of him. He seems like such a sourpuss, such a know-it-all, everybody's an idiot but me type
You don't
of
like
guy.
Him, do you, Doug?
I don't like him. I do not like him.
Last question for Timmy, of course.
I just see Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife just texted in.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's not fair. She didn't text when we were talking.
No, a lot of people won't text when we're on, but when Tim comes on, it's a different ballgame.
Has she been active here over the last week since I've been fathering?
Nope.
Her husband
fathering?
Has.
Scott has, her but husband. She hasn't.
They can't get off the peninsula of Illinois.
The last question, this is coming up towards the end of the show. It's come down to the final day, Stephen Wildwood versus Plops for email of the day, and it's for you two tickets.
Wow, this is big. I'm going to make sure I'm locked in on this thing.
Well,
So Stephen Wildwood forced a sudden death tie yesterday.
Yes,
right?
he did. Yes.
Wow.
Now, Tim, you should make the call on this because apparently there was some, I wasn't here for this, but there was some bet that if one of these guys lost, they had to rob and feed Larry?
Yeah.
So can you make the call on that?
That did take place at our TMA Live a couple weeks ago at Hot Shots. And I don't believe Misty Plops was there because, Doug, he wears a gimp mask when he goes out in public, and I didn't see a gimp mask that night. But Stephen Wildwood was there, and he screamed at us about the Cardinals. I mean, he is really in an uproar about this team. And he accepted the challenge, but I don't know if Misty Plops accepted it.
So Stephen Wildwood could have to feed, basically chew up food in his mouth, like he's going to eat it but not swallow it, and then deposit it in Larry's mouth in front of a large crowd
of listeners.
Isn't
Larry the victim there? It's not Stephen Wildwood is the victim.
I thought one of the other guys was on the receiving end.
We could watch
food fall out of a gimp mask into a 47-year-old man's mouth. I mean, that's hot.
It isn't hot.
I'm going to step away for a minute.
Not about it.
Good for you, Ben.
Spritz bottle.
Welcome to the dark side.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
Locked in on this email today. Yeah, right back at you, boys. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. In Jennings, we have the Ride Her Cup coming up here in a little more than a month?
Yeah, a little more than a month. We'll be making the announcements Monday in terms of the open qualifier that we'll have, and the teams will start coming together. And, Doug, you and Maurice can talk about the coverage, what you guys are going to do.
Yeah, you
got to
get out there, Doug. You get the satellite truck out
there.
Is that
at Normandy?
It's at Normandy.
That's right.
I got a Normandy hat. I'll wear it.
I haven't played since my son was born, and I think I'm going to be able to get out and play today.
I like how you say that. That's like you make it sound like it's been
Well,
years.
You always got to preface everything now.
Yeah, well, because I don't know what the politics on it is, and obviously this is my first rodeo, although, like I said, I think I might have a 25-year-old from Westminster that I had a run like 1993 or 4 with, who might appear on Maury Povich sometime soon.
You are not the baby daddy. You are the baby daddy. Oh, it's not me. It's not me.
I'm concerned.
Seen that show.
Yeah, so that might be. So I don't know what the politics is, but Anna Marie said, no, we gotta continue to live our lives and. And so, if you want to get out there and play on Friday, then I think I'm gonna play. But I haven't played since the baby's been born. I'm coming off the best round of my life, Jennings. But since I haven't played in like 2 weeks, I have a feeling it's not going to be carried over.
Well, just enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. Get out, and it's a beautiful weekend. I'm sure people will be heading out to the Rock to ship. Iggy's still going in the fan?
Yeah, we were scheduled to play our quarterfinal matches next Friday, but a guy has got wisdom teeth, so we're doing it the following Friday.
Is that Cletus?
Not Cletus. Cletus has not got the wisdom teeth.
You can play with wisdom teeth.
Not when you just have taken
out. I think it was at the when old Orson had the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup in 1970, Doug, was it? 1970?
Oh, 71. About right, yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, Jack Nicklaus had to miss one of his matches because he had his wisdom teeth. This is a common thing that affects the Ryder Cups.
I've heard tell that Tiger
might
Woods...
Might be a nice feature on Sports Sunday.
We're not doing
Tiger
it.
Woods played through, and that's how that painkiller addiction started.
He didn't have wisdom.
That's what
that's
I
correct.
Heard.
Yep, and then he barebacked a Perkins waitress.
Goodness, it's all downhill from there. Those wisdom teeth, they'll get you. Tim, thanks so much. It's always great to hear your voice, man. We love having you on. It sounds like you're right here. And thanks for really nailing that promo code too. I know that's something that
we were at a lot of confusion
struggling with. So we appreciate you stepping in to handle that.
Quarterback,
yeah, just like Tim said.
All right, boys.
See you.
All right, Tim. Have a good weekend. That is fearless leader Tim McKernan.
He did say that quarterback better than Doug.
I said it as well.
He kind of put that quarter.
You should see the text line now. They're all joining in on DraftKings now that they finally have the correct promo code.
Right, now DraftKings, they don't even know what to do, the people up at the headquarters.
And now we'll move on to baseball. Baseball and softball families, club ball is finished up for the summer, so the time is now to register for fall and winter training sessions where, well, at 314 Training Academy. Slots are filling up quickly for individual, small groups of 3 to 6 kids, as well as full team training, all right there at 314 Training Academy. Ages range from 6 to high school age for pitching, fielding, catching, and hitting. Hey, don't forget about the Hit Tracks at 314.
Tell me about it.
One-of-a-kind baseball simulator that can't be found anywhere else in the area. You can stand in the cage and hit, and you can actually see where these balls that you're hitting would go in your favorite major league park. Whichever one you want to call up on the computer, that's where you'll see where the baseball goes. So sign up now at 314trainingacademy.com or call them. I'll give them the number now. I know a lot of you don't hear it so good, so I'll say it twice. 314-363-1110. What? Huh?
What's the number?
314-363-1110. That's the number for 314 Training Academy, baseball and softball. Now, I'm sure I stuttered through most of that, so you have no idea what the number was. what the place I was talking about, but that's what it is.
Well, Tim will be on Monday, and he can read it.
Oh. He's more than welcome to read
anytime
that.
He more wants to read it.
To read that.
Now, what do we have? Cuts of the week, or
we
what
got
we
cuts
do?
Of the week. We got email of the day. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I guess we should start with cuts of the week, Plowsy.
And that's fine. Can I make a recommendation?
Please. You can do whatever
you
want.
I don't like to run the show. I kind of like to let it to be natural. We haven't given as much time to the emails. Since we do have to do
Fair.
Stephen Wildwood's, maybe we start emails at 48 instead of 52.
That's good advice.
Is that cool?
And I appreciate it.
And it's a big day.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's the final day. You want to give Just Due to all the emailers.
So let's go ahead and now do we want to do drops or cuts? Let's do drops.
It's the same thing.
No, come on,
different.
Doug.
Very
drops.
Different.
We're going to start with drops.
It's different, that's for sure.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
A little fluff cake.
Come on, Iggy.
Do you think we could make any money by doing videos of us washing cars, scantily clothed?
They've got some nice udders.
Take my shirt off.
Searching the web for chicks washing cars.
Run your hand up my chest.
Hey, old fella, need a ride in the bullpack?
I think you should have won Cupcake Wars. I don't know how you finished second.
Jesus, that's random.
I don't know what that does to your throat.
It seems like this gag ass doing a lot of sniveling.
Whoa.
This is going to be a good show. I can feel it in my taint.
Whoa.
When it grows, it's just straight up.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
A lot of talk about guys not having weens.
Got lopped off.
Shot his load.
Well, it's all about load shooting today.
Well, I would put past Mike to bang Coley.
Hey.
I would not bang White Collar Gang Duke because I'm a guy. And he's a guy. And I don't do guys in that way.
Feel Daddy's milk spout.
Is it like a little convention of the weenless?
I do not cut the ball fat.
But I prefer Doug's sausage.
Starts bulging with the seeds.
In my hood, they're like real legit.
So he banged his aunt last night.
Number three will be,
Bethlehem?
Yeah, Bethlehem.
What is it called when a gentleman uses a strappy on another gentleman?
I don't know. It's a great question.
It was passionate that night in P-Town.
Let me gently touch that rewarding hot glue gun.
Iggy, did you ever put on sequins? Maybe a bellhop outfit and do some skating with Ty?
Douche.
You bacon face orange queen.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
A lot of that was taken out of context.
I don't think so.
I think
it was. It all sounded on the up and up to me.
Did you guys know? I thought it was fantastic. The 5-9 of the Fan is partnering with Lou Fest once again this year and offering 1 and 2 day passes for the exclusive area, our exclusive area, at the festival September 9th and 10th. It's brought to you by Bud Light and Country Financial. Music acts include Snoop D-O-double-G, Weezer, Cage the Elephant, Doug's favorite, Run the Jewels. Yeah. Spoon will be there.
Can't get enough of Run the Jewels.
Marion Hill will be there and many more. Did you know for the same price as General Admission, listeners have access to our dedicated latrine, a private cash bar, outdoor lounge.
Don't say latrine. Nobody says latrine anymore. That's a military term, isn't it?
Lawn games with prizes and, of course, mingling with some of your favorite 590 show hosts. The tickets are first come, first serve, and are on sale now. Visit InsideSDL.com and get yours before they're gone, and it's hard to stop a train.
Or if you can't make it there, maybe you just stay home in your house, financed by the wonderful people at Ryan Kelly. He's the guy who makes all this possible. I'm sure there's many times he says, that was a poor decision, I shouldn't have been involved in any of this, and yet he's been there for years now. Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. You know, 2017, the year we're in right now, one of the hottest real estate markets in years, even bigger than a year ago when houses were selling the same day they were hitting the market, many of them anyway. If you're even considering buying a home, you need to call the home loan expert and get pre-approved right now. So when your dream house hits the market, you will be pre-approved and pre-approved with the right lender. There's nothing that will make your offer stronger than pre-approval with the home loan expert team. So for heaven's sakes, get yourself pre-approved. If you don't want to get pre-approved, try to deal with it and get yourself pre-approved anyway so that when your dream house hits the market, you will be pre-approved. There's really nothing more important than pre-approval. And pre-approval is exactly what Ryan Kelly can do.
This pre-approval seems like it's big.
That's the theme that I'm working today. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team will work hard so you get pre-approved. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home and you want to get pre-approved, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan. I'll give the phone number now. 314-781-9. This time I will give it better.
Okay.
Speak clearly, Doug.
314-781-9700. Or you can visit them online at thehomeloanexpert.com. So much of getting the right house and getting it quickly and being ready to strike is pre-approval.
I feel like I have to edit Mae Young's newborn hand's texts.
You probably do.
He says he doesn't know about Run the Jewels, but he does know that he... Something about Doug's jewels.
Family jewels.
I wouldn't go ahead and read that.
No. You may finish it?
I wouldn't finish it.
Timmy Tom says he's partial to the drops as opposed to the cuts, but that's probably because he's an Iggy Lemming, or is it an Iggy Minion? Is it Iggy Lemmings or Minions, Jay?
I'd say Minions.
Okay.
Because of the situation at his apartment with the cage.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah. That sounds about right.
So now we do Bird. So those were Iggy's cuts of the week.
Yes.
And what's next?
Now we have Bertarelli's cuts of the week.
They wanted their cuts, too.
Cuts of the week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Where's our hitting? Where's our pitching? Where's our base running? I don't know, and I'm tired of it. I'm going to get off my chair. I'm going to start putting fingers and chest in the locker room until this team comes around. I want this ball club to get hot, because if we can get hot, we can win this baby.
Cut two.
Strip bars should be as common as McDonald's restaurants.
Mm. I'll be darned.
And there should be more Biff-style restaurants. Brawl night at Twin Peaks should always be thought about. Mechanical devices are helpful with girls, no doubt.
No.
Cut three.
Back in my day, we didn't have 314 Training Academy. We didn't even have a field. You know how we trained? We jumped in a puddle of mud, and we liked it that way.
I used to skip rocks down by the creek. That's how I got my arm in shape for the season. I used to cut down trees with an axe to build up my strength in my upper body. Stickers? I would take my paper that I made myself and use tree sap.
You liked that one yourself, didn't you? You're not supposed to laugh that hard at your own material.
Cut four.
That was our game plan. Our game plan was to take our time, to, you know, take one round at a time, let him shoot his load, and then down the stretch do what we do best.
When did you think that the fight was starting to turn, when he had shot his load and you could come at him?
When he started shooting his load in the first half of the fight, and then in the second half we started coming on extremely strong.
Shot his load.
Oh, clip that up.
Out of load.
You can't say that.
Wow.
Shot his load. Shot his load.
Better have some sort of shot towel.
That might be a new all-time favorite.
Shot his load.
Oh, gosh. And he says it's so sexy.
Shot his load.
There are times when Cusimano's sneaky vile.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know he is.
He is.
Cut five.
We need ice, and we need sheets of ice. And we need this water line. You pay no attention if we're building the water line. Pay no attention to the line. It's got nothing to do with the project.
Nothing to see here.
We will get this project built. We will get the blades on the youngsters. And we will skate, skate, skate.
Cut six.
Did they have a continental breakfast at all? Your hotel?
No. I wanted to help them. Not the only one going to the ballpark. There's probably some older people who don't have transportation. Hey, hey, old fella. Need a ride to the bullpen?
Can I translate for you, Charlie? Can I translate? He didn't have time to go to a restaurant and sit down and eat. He did have just enough time to drive to someone else's hotel where he wasn't staying to steal. Because the moral of the story is, there's always time for crime.
Cut seven.
We didn't have spikes. We grew our toenails out.
That would work. That would work, I think.
Hold on.
Funny.
We didn't have spikes. We grew our toenails out. We put tar on the soles of our tootsies.
Nicely done.
Plowsy's laugh is the background. It's just the best, man.
And Plowsy's laugh is sponsored by who these days? The Post?
Oh, you know what it is. And, yeah, we all know about their cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Cardinal season is, you know, not going as well, but you can still go out and enjoy yourself through the Post, watch the game. Yeah. During the game, $3.75, 22-ounce Wells and domestic draft specials, sure. 10% off all regular item for wearing Cardinal gear, free ticket giveaway, Doug, every Tuesday and Friday games, and happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. and all day Tuesday, $2.50 domestic pints, $3 wells, $5 select appetizers, and the best lighters in the business, the Post Sports Bar.
I wish
Girls.
They had some locations. I don't know where they are.
They don't have them on the sheet.
There's one in Creve Coeur.
One in Maplewood.
Yep. They're all over the place. You can't
See,
throw
You've been reading throw that a cheese copy steak for a year and a half.
I do show prep every morning, so right. my...
All right.
Well, you just look out on the horizon. You'll find a post.
Maybe just Google it.
What if you want a nip of the vodka during happy hour, Jay? Which way would you go?
Rekha Vodka. It's the official vodka of the morning after. Skål! That's cheers in Icelandic, Doug. Iceland is the home to Rekha Vodka. And, of course, Charlie's honeymoon. Rekha is crafted in small batches from pure Arctic spring water, then filtered through lava rocks. Oh, that's hot. For the cleanest tasting vodka on the planet, Rekha Vodka, made of Iceland, the official vodka the morning after. Please enjoy Rekha Vodka responsibly.
Well, I will.
Mm-hmm.
If the mood hits me and I need some vodka, that's exactly where I'll go.
And you'll be responsible. I believe that.
I will be.
Doug's always responsible. The text no here, Doug, this I think sums up the furniture debate. Then we'll dive into the emails here, but this is a steelworker Gail. Doug, what if the furniture guy has a clean record on eBay
because he
does what he is supposed to do on his end?
I know.
But then complains when the items don't get there, like he is a victim, and that's how he can scam but still have a clean record, ? If he's the victim, then wouldn't he get flagged, ?
Well, he
questions,
does,
Jay.
Gail got deep.
Gail's going, Gail, that's a deep cut.
He does have a clean record. That's some
the
of the
problem.
Thing that's given me pause. Every time we look into the guy, he comes up that he's okay, that he's legit, except that he's asking questions. He's not asking questions I would expect him to ask, and he's asking other questions that I don't want him to ask. Like, okay, just give me your banking information, and I'll wire it to you directly.
No problem.
It doesn't sound like this is going to end well, but something that did end well was Larry's big interview.
Nixie.
Now, Nixie had the interview with we know him as James Laurinaitis' dad. Larry knows him as the road warrior animal, titan in the
Hall of Famer.
Just a huge, huge get, and we have kind of the blow-by-blow of how this went down, Plowsy.
Today I have the opportunity to sit down with a very famous WWE Hall of Famer, one half of the World Warriors, War Warrior Animal. Animal, how are you doing today?
I'm doing real well, man. It's great to be here on The Fan, and thanks for having me on to be your guest today.
You're quite welcome.
You know, we bounced at this bar in Minnesota called Grandma B's, and the guys that bounced at that bar were guys like Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect, and Ravishing Rick Rude, and Hawk, myself, and Smash of Demolition, and Scott Norton with the NWA and John Norton Berserker all made it huge in wrestling. We're all guys that bounced at the same bar.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we went on there. What was your thoughts on the current tag team division as of right now?
I don't think their direction is proper. I don't think whoever's writing the scripts for those guys or using their head to write for tag team wrestling.
Hey, it's Road Warrior Animal from the LOD.
Sorry, I had to get that in there.
That's okay.
We were in a red and fit in Columbus, Ohio. On the TV happened to be a cartoon. And as we're walking out, we hear, "Meanwhile, back at the Legion of Doom," it was a Super Friends cartoon. So I said, we got to use that, man. We got to be the Legion of Doom.
Do you ever keep in touch with your son? You know, he's probably still a famous football player.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's my son. Of course, I keep in touch with him.
Okay, yeah.
I remember one time Virgil messed around with the British Bulldogs, and Virgil came back from the ring, and it was middle of winter, and his one leg of jeans was cut off on the shorts, and one leg was left along, and his Nikes were super glued to the ground, so he couldn't get them up off the ground. So, you know, they would joke around about stuff like that. I remember Kurt Hennig one time buying like 50 fetal mice that were just born and put them in the Beverly Brothers pockets and shoes. So they went to put their shoes on, and there was live mice in their shoes. It was pretty funny. Here on September 12th, you know, at the Cardinal game, when I do that autograph signing, I will be painted up. I will be my spiked shoulder pads there. Fans can put the spiked shoulder pads on for a photo. You'll be a member of the Legion of Doom for a day. I know they got a commemorative T-shirt out with a championship belt draped across the shoulder and back, and has St. Louis Cardinals emblem on it. It's freaking awesome looking. I already told them I want like 10 of them. So I want to encourage everybody, come on out September 12th. You live, come on out September 12th. Cardinal game. I'm going to be there. Ricky Steamboat, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And you know what's going to be?
What?
Oh, what a rush.
Yeah, it has been of us.
Oh,
for me
nice.
To interview one of the legendary World Warriors, World War Animal. I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. The fan!
Wow, that was a great
the
segue at the end of the
part
interview
of
there.
It, the whole thing was when he said, who's ever writing the scripts? And I would have loved
like
to see Nixie's look.
Larry bit through his tongue there.
I like
he
corrects
the,
do
us
you
when
keep
we
in,
say that.
Do you keep in contact with your biological son? It's a solid question that needed to be answered, so I'm glad he did.
Family values, I think it was a hard-hitting interview, and I'm glad we were able to.
And Larry's
to
face during
Larry.
That interview, he was really happy. I'm glad we were able to get him here and have him do that. It was always a pleasure. Larry's great.
Shout out to Plowsy for helping make it happen.
One half of the trip.
I want to set the stage here, boys, because we want to dive into emails of the day. But just a reminder that this includes a showdown between Stephen Wildwood and Misty Plops for email of the month in August. That's a big deal. Even bigger deal, the winner is going to get U2 tickets.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they're going to get you free U2 tickets. It's going to be in St. Louis for September 16th at the Dome. And on top of that, there is at least some people seem to believe that the loser has to interact with some sort of food swap with Larry at a live radio broadcast. I'll let them sort out the details, but that's the stage. The stage has been set, and this is email.
It's a big detail.
The
it's
day.
A big detail whether they have to give the bird feeding or accept the robin.
No, we'd have to go back and maybe Buck
listen
Swope,
to the
maybe
tape.
Buck Swope can go.
We'll do some audio forensics. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the showdown first. We're going to vote on these two emails between Plops and Wildwood. Then we're going to read the normal emails. However, these two are still in contention for email of the day, so don't forget about the two emails once they're read. Everybody ready?
So we're voting twice.
Voting twice, yes. Okay. Oh, what a week it's been. Doug actually voted for Misty Plops in email of the day after he said that he can't have sex for the remainder of the calendar this year because Doug wore out two of his inputs. Jay Camel Jr.'s highlight of the week was getting drunk at a senior assistant facility whilst viewing the performance of an Elvis impersonator. Some kid from Sedalia, whose balls clearly have not dropped by the sound of his voice, ran point because Tim decided to take paternity leave. Thanks, Obama. And that orange guy who knows everything has... And that orange guy who knows everything has had offers from every city in America to produce radio shows, but choosing to rent an apartment in Maryland Heights and work at an AM station that you can hear from blocks around. And finally, the guy who can barely read gets interrupted every day whilst he fights the English language. Good week, boys. Aces. Tired of it. Stephen Wilder went a different route with his email instead of bashing the Cardinals.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
In Wildwood.
And Plops. Guys, Plops here. So let me get this straight. If I win, Stephen Wildwood has to Robin feed your Foompa flaunting, moose knuckling, tiny footed, probably bisexual wrestling reporter at the next TMA Live? Wow. I better get super creative then as I attempt to knock that flip flop wearing murderer you call a producer down a peg. Congrats, Iggy. You've somehow managed to overtake Jimmy the Bull and his screaming pet Indian at the creepiest person associated with this show. Am I the only one who notices you only seem interested in sexual experiences that would involve a man as well as a woman? At first, I figured you were just another creepy bisexual. A creepy, tar-stained, yellow-toenailed, pickle-loaf-skinned bisexual who just desperately wanted to go rummaging for rump raisins around some marriage bar flies whispering brown eye.
No.
Then I realized that's mean. You're much more than that as a person. You're also single and 64-year-old working an entry-level job and you look like Cucky the Dwarf with Benjamin Button disease and you are a pathological liar.
Okay,
Iggy, we may not
stop.
Be comfortable being alone in your presence, but damn it, at least you're not green seats. Mazel, Iggy. That is from Misty Plops. And that is what we have for the showdown email.
Just the two.
What you got? Yeah, just the two. Then we're going to read the batch.
Dash Mihawk says hi, by the way.
How's he doing?
Good. He misses you guys.
Oh, he doesn't.
Someone said hello.
He doesn't remember us.
And I have nice toes, actually.
Oh, I as much as I want to say Plops, but I'm going Steve. Because you know Plops is my dog, but I got to go Steve.
Look,
I can't vote for anybody who used the phrase whispering brown eye. And it was mean-spirited towards Iggy all the way through.
And Steve went in a very positive direction.
Yes, he did.
Wait, no, he didn't.
Well, for him,
he really
did.
Insulted me.
So, Doug, are you going with Wildwood Steve then?
Well, but, Ben, who are you?
I'm going to go Steve. Ben, I got a reason. Because that was, it was nice. It was, good email. But also, he's been on an incredible run, and the Cardinals are toast, and he should be honored for this.
I would have voted for
Steve.
Him, too.
It's
okay,
a clean
so Steve
it.
Wins the email of the month. Don't forget, those two are still in contention for email of the day that is starting right now.
Don't you guys
are ready.
Don't you guys get it? Even though one was ripping me, if you'd have voted for Plops, we would have got to see a dude feed Robin feed Larry.
I don't care
That's
about
That's worth the admission.
We could just ask that to happen.
It'll probably happen.
It'll
anyway.
Happen.
Let's be honest.
Anything for a price, yeah. All right, you ready for email of the day, boys?
Bring it.
That music again. Male for any female. Hi, I'm a 50-something AM radio producer who enjoys listening to Lady Gaga as I sip wine outside my apartment.
I've hardly talked today. Jesus Christ.
I stand at, well, it might not be you. I stand around 5'7".
Oh, yeah. A lot of Lady Gaga fans in here.
I stand around 5'7", and my skin resembles an orange avocado. Okay, Iggy, I get it. If you like hairless cats, you'll love me. I shave everything but my head and eyebrows. I look like Elton John if he had a tapeworm.
Oh, what?
I'm not looking for anything long-term as I'm predicted to die from skin cancer this year. I don't have any kids because no one would let me. If interested, put the year you were sexually active in the subject line. Thanks, kiddo. That is from Iggy Crook.
Iggy Crook. He's new.
I was going to say, he might be new.
Here's a good one. Morn. Hello. Lay your head down. Relax. Let me gently slide those sans belt pants down. Let my crusted boy hand run up your thigh to get a hold of that rewarding seed dispenser. Taste it. Feel the warm DNA run down your face. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000. And I'm shocked, Doug. Did you give up for the week? Doug just gave up.
They made it. No, Tunnels, that was a legit email.
Doug was
Tunnels,
in a trance. He 12, couldn't even 000. Shake himself.
No, you're not suspending Tunnels for that.
I wasn't paying attention.
I was watching.
There's a couple lines
his eyes
that were very
His
vulgar.
Eyes were glassed over, and he just had this kind of mumbling without words coming out.
He's so upset about the C grade in fantasy football draft.
Oh,
he said I should look
you meant
into
the couple
focus, Doug. It's
yeah.
a big day. Focus.
Booking.
You got to snap out of it.
Scrapbooking.
Well, now we're making fun of Doug, so we're right back on track. Guys, this DraftKings code thing is really getting frustrating. I've tried every damn mediocre to great quarterback I can think of. I went from Doug Flutie to Otto Graham. Dante Culpepper didn't work either. And I know for a fact he was a quarterback. I remember it. Big guy. Culpepper to Moss. Maybe you have to guess just the best one? Seems subjective. I tried Brady, Montana, and Elway. Maybe it's a trick thing.
You like, just write the word.
Like
you
Ronnie
just
Brown.
Write the word quarterback.
Like Ronnie
it's not
Brown.
A person. It's not Otto Graham from 60 years ago. That's not the code.
I wish
just write quarterback is the code.
I wish Iggy were running DraftKings. The code would be something easy like meat dress one or I bang Ty Babuona. Joan Jett and Lindsey Buckingham. I just want my fair shake at $1 billion, and I think Doug Wrong is making up rules in hopes of thinning out the field. That is from Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Matt, who bowls right there at Hanks.
Well, hopefully when Tim came on and read the code, that cleared it up.
I think a lot of people in the text line now understand quarterback one word.
It's very simple. David Hasselbeck.
Let me get this straight. Pumpkinhead scours the Riverfront Time for a dainty little masseuse. Gets his bacon-hued back meat rubbed down, then turns down a happy ending? You really expect anyone to believe that? My guess is the poor girl was forced to deliver said tug job whilst being bored to death with tales of golfing alongside Rick Ankiel and Jason Duffner. How many boxes of wine did you swill before burying that poor girl neath your sunflowers? You boot-faced sweet potato of a man. CJ, 6 years later. That is from Lefty Jacksmere.
Lefty Jacksmere.
Hey, boys. Doug, I would appreciate it if you returned my Allen Iverson sleeve that I lost up your backside last night. I can't play ball without it. Thanks, Stubby Clap.
I didn't care for it.
Who, potentially manager of the year down there?
Yeah,
I think he won. He won it already. Stubby Clap, manager of the year.
Today,
the time to manage and text in. That's email in. That's just incredible.
That's commitment.
Good time management.
Yep. They play night games.
Today is the day of reckoning. Who's it going to be, Steve or Plops? Who will have to rob and feed Nixie? Today, the battle ends between the deviant who wears a gimp mask versus the man who rips our cards to shreds better than the former cast of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy rips Doug's butthole.
What?
No,
oh, what? Wait, what? Sorry. What?
Where did that go? What?
All right, I'll suspend that one and drop it.
I didn't hear all that, thankfully.
Sorry, that is from a Carlos Spicy winner. Sometimes I just read them and continue to read them.
Carlos got himself suspended.
Oh, I dumped it.
He's going in the log eel.
Yes, he certainly is right now. Thank you, Hot Shots, for the log eel.
I don't really know how the dump button works, but Plaz just seemed to handle it really calmly.
Well, he's a professional.
I got to take care of him.
He's a pro.
We're good. Sorry, Doug, in advance. My apologies. And this will be the last one, and we will be done.
All right.
Guys, why does going through my old baseball cards make me so horny? Maybe it's the mustaches. Does this mean I'm gay, or is it because I want to eat raw oysters out of Doug's belly button?
Whoa.
Please advise Brian in Arizona. I'm not quite for sure what that means.
The show's getting big in Arizona.
That is done for the week. What do you got,
Brian,
boys?
Brian in Arizona. He's new.
I'm going tunnels 12,000.
I like it.
I want Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Dougie?
I guess I'll go with Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Yeah, new tunnels hit.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's. He's the winner of the email of the day. What does he win, you're asking? Well, I'll tell you. Suspension special at Hot Shots. It's a lovely prize for a lovely winner of the day.
What does he get?
I mean, you really played, special at Hot Shots.
You played that up big time.
Everybody knows what it is.
I'm sure J-Boy's out in the car going, all right, that's good pump promotion for Hot Shots.
Hot Shots, baby. It's what he wins.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
I had a good week. I had fun. I hope you guys did,
too. You did
too.
Have a good week.
Thanks for letting me fill in. And maybe by the next time we get back, my voice will be a little bit deeper.
I hadn't realized
I'll
that.
I'll try to work on that this weekend. For everybody, thanks for joining us. Thanks to the guests. And everybody have a good weekend. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.